You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13. Woo!
So, I don't know if you got a chance to hear Emily's rabbit hole today. Did you get a chance?
No, I did not hear the rabbit
hole. So I asked you.
It's a 1 month long rabbit hole that she's been in. She's in it.
The Emily, what are we calling it? The not disappearance. That's too strong.
The absence
of Kate Middleton.
The absence.
Not been seen in public for going on 2.5 months now.
Right. Hasn't been seen by the people of the public. There has been quote unquote paparazzi photos, but there hasn't been people like you and I seeing her.
But didn't they put out a photo yesterday as proof of life?
Yes, and it was highly doctored.
Oh, really?
And they pulled it.
Even the royal family said, we're going to pull that back, that it was doctored. That,
really?
And Emily, I'll let you take over from here.
So they had an all across the board, AP, everything, pull this photo. It rarely happens. It only happens with factual inaccuracies. And it happened because the photo was photoshopped and doctored. And then Kate then put out a tweet saying, hey, you know, I'm like any photographer. I was editing things a bit. We know she didn't edit that photo. Someone else edited that photo to have her in there. So it's very suspicious that they pulled this, because then you can just say, hey, haha, it's like, sorry, we edited this a bit. But they are so scared that they pulled it. So there's
other smoke.
There's
too.
Other layers.
Okay, right. What's the other smoke?
That they... What's the
this
prince's
is William's
name?
Wife, right?
Yes, William. Prince William not attend the memorial service for his godfather.
Okay,
that he sent a letter of condolence on stationery that was only his, not his family's stationery.
Mm. So when they get married, they have their crest
the
changes
crest,
to be
not the right.
both
her, crest.
Him and Kate. That it was just the William crest, which he has not used since he was single.
He only went to see her in the hospital once when she had her abdominal procedure, where Camilla shows up to see the king frequently.
Right.
What else, Em? Oh, there's two pictures of her reportedly that people are convinced are actually not
They're
her.
They're fuzzy and dark, and she has dark sunglasses, but also they could have just put any brunette woman into this photo and had a double for it.
So
again,
is it fair to say she's missing?
She's absent. I know, Ms.
Yeah, hopefully.
Well,
that's what I'm trying to feel like.
Missing to me.
Hopefully there isn't, you know, we talked a little about, hopefully there isn't, you know, a health issue
yeah,
that
right.
they're trying
to
keep something behind. Or,
yeah, of course, yeah. of course.
You think so? Laura's giving the international...
We're not saying that, Laura.
Yeah.
We're not going to say that.
We're hoping that she's safe and healthy and
yes.
good.
Yes.
And that this is just some really weird PR.
Why not? Okay.
It's weird PR.
Yeah, it is.
Just
it is.
Something.
See, like, I thought the photo came out yesterday. It was over.
What? No.
Then it turns out...
That there was like 16 things in the photo that they identified.
This reminds me of... did you work here? I won't say his name. He used to send out a big, massive email every Friday. He was the general manager.
I think I know who you're talking about. Okay. I just missed it.
So he would send out a big, massive memo every Friday summarizing the week. And oftentimes, he would send it out and say, recall. Like he wanted...
Yeah, these are being recalled.
Wanted to bring
he
it back.
He wants to recall it
yep.
because something in it was not right
okay.
or something in it he shouldn't have said. And then he would resend the next version. And so much of Friday night was a parlor game.
What was
different? Why did he recall yeah. that one? How does it match up to the one
Let me tell you something. If somebody recalls an email or
first
somebody
thing I'm
says,
do is read it.
That's what I'm going to say.
Save it.
Say,
print it and save
you
it.
You literally can't put more attention towards something.
It might have been a scheme. It might have been, I'm going to say recall on it so
people should,
actually
read
my memo.
They should recall the Kobe statue.
Yeah. How'd that happen?
Yes.
How many people had to lay eyes on that before it went public? Because, look, I get...
Were they bad misspellings?
Two names are spelled
wrong.
Yeah,
two names in the box score
Calderon
the
is spelled
game.
Wrong, and Von
Wafer.
Wafer's name is spelled wrong. The word decision is spelled wrong in one of them.
There's some
with
other...
two C's instead of an S.
Yeah.
There's a format. Like, I get if you just... Because sometimes you're reading something, you're
sure.
not looking for errors, and it just slips through once.
Right.
There's multiple errors.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, you
there
could,
should be a proofing
a proofreader.
Yeah.
Or put it through AI. They'll spell everything Right?
Hey, ChatGPT.
Hey, ChatGPT.
Check this out.
Yeah. How do you spell Von Wafer? Von Wafer. I haven't heard that name in a long time.
How did anybody know how to spell Von Wafer?
He had no conscience at all.
Von Wafer
from anywhere.
Von Wafer right now is like, what the heck is going on? Why is my name trending?
That's supposed to be me? Because that's not how I spell my name. Unbelievable.
Why is my name trending?
Yeah, that was not a great day for whoever put that thing together.
Yeah, very weird.
Yeah,
do
you go out there with a hammer and chisel and just start whacking away? How do you fix that?
Do
it's
they
a
have to take
bronze
it?
Statue.
Go out,
bring no,
it
two a two a.m. Close that thing off, rope it off, do what you got to do, and
put a tent
up back
around
up at
it and
six a.m.
Recarve it.
White out? Is there like the bronze equivalent of white out?
Bronze out,
right?
Bronze
you just go to get a can of Krylon and spray paint over
that
thing. Momo coming in today?
Yeah, Momo's coming in today. Right. Ireland's on his way to Sacramento.
Sacramento.
Yeah, so tomorrow
lovely
night.
Time of year to go to Sacramento.
Absolutely got to win tomorrow night.
0-3 against the Kings.
Yeah.
Guys, okay, can we just real quick? No, they don't. No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
Here's why.
Here's why. Okay, good.
They're going to be in the playoffs, or the worst case scenario, they're going to be in the play-in, and then they just got to show up. The NBA regular season has gotten to a point where, for other than a very small group of teams, it doesn't really mean much. The Suns are kind of messing around. The Warriors have kind of messed around. The Lakers have messed around. The Nuggets even had a period of time where they were. It doesn't matter.
Travis, they can be within one half of Sacramento for the seven and within a game and a half of being the six
and avoid
the play-in tournament altogether.
Trav, here's a question. Do you think between 9 and 10 is a big deal?
Not really.
Oh, no, it's a home game.
Really.
It means a home game.
Do you think
game.
Between 8 and 10 is a big deal?
I think their investment is a big deal. Their attention to detail is a big deal. They're willing to at least try and play defense is a big deal. They obviously are going to do that when they get to these games. That's what matters. We've seen them beat really good teams. We've seen them win when they've appeared to care like two different times this whole season. The in-season tournament where they crushed everybody.
Right.
And the last couple of weeks where they've been pretty good.
But you don't think the seeding matters at all?
It matters a little.
The six. If they get up to the seven, that means it's at worst two home games?
The six is obviously much better than the other ones. But
they're only two out.
I get it. I'm not saying that it doesn't. This is not a team that I think is going to go where they're going to go because they avoided the play-in, or they're dead if they're in the play-in. I think they can win two games. I think they can win two games on the road.
I don't like them to win two road games against the teams that are in that 7-8-9.
They're a little fortunate in Golden State's lost a couple games.
Yep.
Curry's getting, I think, reevaluated today.
Is he going to play? We don't know if he's going to play on Saturday.
Yeah, but none of those teams are,
other than the Nuggets,
right?
None of those teams are like, oh, the Lakers got no. They can beat any of those teams. The other nine teams or eight teams in the mix, of course they can, but they could lose to them whether they're the sixth seed.
Mm-hmm. Right. I think
you know
the difference
what I mean? It's all the same.
It's 4 of 7, right? Can you beat them 4 of 7 is the question.
And two on the road versus 4 of 7 is a much more favorable. For
I will
the
take
Lakers.
My chances with LeBron and AD. This version of D'Angelo
against
Russell
against anybody but Denver.
Let's go. Yeah, yeah. And
I think they're in any series.
I absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's the best that you can hope for this group.
But there are matchups
a little
that
bit better.
Look good.
What's up, Momo?
Hey,
you got your TV face on today.
What is going on over
what do you
here?
Mean?
That's
what?
His job.
I knew this was coming.
Say something
you know what?
Nice.
I have a word. I have a word, and I don't think any of you guys are going to know it. Maybe Mace will.
Okay,
Mace. You look debonair.
Debonair. Thank you.
Downright debonair today.
Thank you.
That's how she said it, too.
She should have, like, cognac and sitting in a fancy bar.
Like, give me some Remy Martin.
See, I thought I was going to get nothing. Now, Bergman thinks the cardigans are ridiculous.
I like it.
I really.
You know what it does? It works with a salt and pepper.
Yeah, yeah.
Mason.
If you're going to go
what
gray.
What did I just tell you?
I know.
That's exactly what I
literally
said.
Travis
yeah, exactly.
Said that.
Yeah. Exactly. Gray, black.
I didn't use the word debonair, but we were headed in the same direction.
What would John say?
He would ignore it altogether. He does not. I don't think he pays attention. I think John looks at me with dead eyes and doesn't actually see me. That's what I think.
Well,
we're so used to staring at each other that we don't pay any attention
that's
to each other. Is that possible?
I mean,
that sounds like every married couple I know.
It is. We are looking at each other, but we're not seeing each other.
That's what. Yeah. He looks into your eyes and looks right.
Do you ever say
them.
You're looking at me, but you're not listening?
No, because I know hearing, you're hearing but not listening.
No,
exactly.
What I do say is, I don't need to listen to you. I already know what you're going to say.
I'm sure that makes them feel great.
Well, I did that with Ireland. Like, literally, you hit a certain point in the show, and you know, it's that story.
And do you know how long it's going to last, though? Can you, like, I got 40 seconds to check out, but I got to come back in.
I did one yesterday during Super Crosstalk with us. I'm trying to think what it was yesterday.
I'm sure it's a coincidence.
Told a story yesterday about Mason doing something. Mason jumping over a bar, he's told that one.
Is that when you broke your ankle?
Yeah, that's when I broke
it.
Oh, what was it? Yeah, he did.
He told one specifically yesterday.
You guys can't remember.
You know what's going to happen?
What?
Somebody's going to hit us.
Oh, somebody's going to tweet us.
Somebody will tweet us.
Exactly.
Gavin Lux not in the lineup today. Just throwing that out there. Just throwing that out there.
You guys, this guy made it back from an ACL.
Not saying that it's not physical. It's not physical, Momo. It is a brain issue that he's dealing with. You know this.
I know.
All of a sudden, what is so routine, and so he can't throw the ball across the infield. How many tens of thousands of times?
Because they put him in second and not short.
Well, wait a minute. He was a butcher.
And he was a butcher yesterday
at
second.
Problem is they put him in second because he couldn't play short and then had the issues
they
at second.
They moved him over because he was a butcher at short.
Here's the thing about the Yips.
Yeah, baby.
Once you got him.
Yep.
That's tough to cure.
Chuck Knobloch, Steve Sachs, Mackie Sasser. It doesn't
go away. Ben Simmons.
It doesn't go away. David Duval with golf.
Yeah.
And he was the best golfer in the world before Tiger Woods. Poof, gone.
Yep.
Because he couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah.
Good luck with that. Super Crosstalk is brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. In-N-Out. That's what a hamburger's all about.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Good afternoon.
Oh, so soft.
Oh, so mellow.
I just thought I'd do it. Well, I could say
it was debonair.
Afternoon.
That's what they say in the movie. Good afternoon.
It was debonair the way that you were saying.
Debonair.
Jace got me feeling some kind of vibe.
So
here.
Momo thinks I look debonair. Bergman, you think I look, in a word,
dapper?
You look like Gru.
Whoa.
From Despicable Me.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
You look like Gru. Like, if we put some minions around you, you would be Gru.
Well,
he needs a scarf, too.
We're minions now. You're minions now. You're the one that said it.
You walked right into that.
But you do, with the turtleneck. What is that kind of turtleneck?
It's called a mock turtleneck.
And this jacket that you go in.
Sweater.
It looks nice. If you went to a bar, you'd look nice. Coming to work?
Let me give you the definition of debonair.
Okay.
Confident, stylish, and charming, typically used of a man. As an example, all the men look debonair and handsome in white tie and tails.
Yeah, nice. I mean, sure.
It's a good word.
Now, I am...
Got to bring that back.
I am shopping now, Bergman, for a sailor suit.
You should 100% do it.
Yeah. I'm in the market for a sailor suit. White, yes, with one of those kind of, don't they do like a sort of a like kerchiefy looking
thing? Yeah, to the back and a hat.
And a sailor hat.
Oh, can I tell you a story? Is it story time with Momo? You ready?
Okay.
You got some story time.
Right off the top of the show.
Good, we love
Momo. I'm kind of on one. I was at spring training all weekend, got home yesterday, hitting the road again today.
Nice.
Okay, so when I was a college student, I did an internship in New York the summer I turned 21.
Yes.
And one of the cool things that they have in New York during the summer on July 4th, as you know, is Fleet Week.
Oh, yeah. Fleet Week's a big thing.
Fleet Week.
Yep.
You know what I'm talking about,
Mace? I do. Sure.
Basically, all the sailors from the Eastern Seaboard descend into New York City, and they're there for 4th of July. Let's just say a good time was had by all.
Oh, wow.
A good time was had by all. So you love Flea Week. And sailor outfits.
Yeah, yeah.
You had a nice time. They all hot.
I mean, it's like that photo from World War II with the sailor. I mean, there's just something about a man in uniform.
Yeah, right, right.
It's a thing.
I was 21.
So the YouTube chat, Mace, says
yeah,
that.
Oh, God.
I feel it. I feel
Mace,
it.
They say Put Mason the hat on. Thinks he's Cary Grant.
Yeah.
Mason looks like a spy.
Spy.
You need a monocle and a pipe.
Oh, I like
you
that.
You definitely
like,
need
yeah.
a cigar.
Oh, yeah, a monocle
I
and
think
a pipe.
Next week when you wear that exact same
monocle
outfit
and
again,
pipe.
Monocle and a pipe.
Yeah. So the
it's
reason.
It's also the scruff.
The scruff, yeah.
It makes
I get
it work.
The scruff. You like the scruff?
I like it.
Yeah, a lot of people.
No, but I only like it with this outfit.
Oh.
Scruff
so
if you show
shave
up with,
when you wear something else.
When you wear something nice, you can go with scruff because then it's like a contrast in styles.
Yeah. Now you were
it's a pop of scruff.
You understand why I'm looking for a sailor suit, right?
I do not.
Oh, we're going to Yachtly Crew.
We're going to Yachtly
oh,
Crew.
Oh, I do. Yeah, I do know this.
On March 29th at the Whiskey at 7:10 night. And I have come out as a yacht rock lover. You know, I came
it's
out.
Great.
Not, no.
What?
You are not a yacht rock lover.
I am.
He was closeted and now he's
I was
out.
A closeted yacht rock
I don't
lover.
Think so. I don't buy this.
Yeah, and I've come out of it.
I know that come you're out. A piano bar guy.
I do like a good piano bar.
So that is adjacent to yacht rock. I agree.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm not quite buying
I
you
love
in the
that
rock.
He's actually he's going into it full force. It's great.
Yeah.
What are those? He's going what, on are stage. The, what are the shoes that they wear?
Boat shoes.
They have
deck
a name.
Shoes.
No, there's a name.
Is it the like loafery?
Yeah, they're like
yeah,
like
I know
loafery.
What they are. They're
called
we call
some,
them deck shoes.
I call them boat
yeah,
shoes.
Boat shoes.
Boat shoes.
No,
yeah, boat
there's
shoes.
A name. I'll find it.
All right.
There's mama. A real name. I don't know. Clay Thompson wears those shoes, and he looks super cool in those shoes when he's on his boat.
So
sailing.
We've got two pairs of tickets to see the Titans of Soft Rock, Yachtly Crew. Listen, I'm going to not do it caller number seven style. I'm going to do something else.
Okay.
I'm going to do different rules.
Can
I do different rules?
Can we get
rules?
A little Christopher Cross going if we're going to do Yacht Rock? So, sail away.
Am I not allowed to
we'll
do different
rules? Be careful
with rules.
We've gone through this whole rules thing that we have to be careful of. So do you want to tell me what you're going to do in the break so we can vet this out first?
Okay,
we
I will.
You've been in a meeting about rules, so I
don't have
need to
been
be
in a
another.
Rules meeting.
Yes.
Oh God.
So let's just make sure it's okay first.
All right, I'll run it by you. Run it by you, yeah. Momo. Let me ask you a quick question. I looked at the game on Friday against Milwaukee, and LeBron was sitting with Linda Rambis and Jeannie Buss,
and they were so happy for all to see.
Was that indicative of LeBron definitely wants to be here next year and beyond?
I thought that nothing is an accident with LeBron James. Nothing is spontaneous. Everything is strategic. I thought that was a very important moment, and I'm very glad that you noticed, because I'm sure social media noticed. I saw all the
oh yeah, there's
the
it was all over social. Yeah,
Jeannie's got her head on his shoulder, and he's laughing with the glasses on. I mean, it was
great.
Quite the scene. And listen, we have all. I know you guys already talked about Kate Middleton's photo and how it was photoshopped
yeah,
and whatever
yeah.
it is, but. Images matter in today's world. Like,
right.
images matter more than ever. Whatever you are deciding to show the world.
Yep.
Like, when LeBron James sat in between Linda Rambis and Jeannie Buss, that was an intentional action. That was not just like, hey, let me just go sit over with the owner. That's an intentional action. I thought it was really important. Whether or not that bridge has always been as strong, I don't know. But the fact that he sits next to them.
Yeah.
Especially, like, that's an important statement. On all of their parts. Like, Kate Middleton, okay, the photo might have been altered, but she knows enough and it's important enough to put that photo out because people have been like, how is she after that surgery? What's
sure.
going on?
Right,
with,
right.
With,
it's a mystery.
The future
mystery.
Queen.
Yeah, yeah, mystery.
So, like, the fact that he thought it was important enough to go sit over there and then they all stayed long enough for everyone to get their cameras out.
Do you think it was part of being International Women's Day?
No.
He did not think of that.
So
that was not
he
in his head.
He just used that as a kind of an excuse.
I think this has much more to do with the Hourglass tweets
yep.
and some of the comments in and around the trade deadline than the dalliance or whatever that was with the Warriors, whatever
yep,
you want to call
right.
that. And that's just a statement of I'm happy.
See,
you know, like Bruno Mars, like play the song. Those images go around the world and come back again.
See, the best argument, I think, one of the great things that makes a team great is when there is alignment between ownership, front office, and player. When you get that alignment, you're way ahead of the game. Like, you think about Golden State with Bob Myers at the time and Steve Kerr and Steph Curry.
Joe Lacob.
I mean, you've got a line of agreement, basically.
Yes. And think about it. This is another way to frame it also. And the teams that played in the NBA Finals last year, Denver Nuggets, Miami Heat. What is something they have in common? Stable ownership, stable coaching situation, stable front office. I know there had been a change in the front office for the Nuggets, but Calvin Booth, who took over for Tim Connelly, had been there for a long time. There's been stability from the top on down to all your key part ownership, front office, coaching staff, star players. If there's alignment and stability there, you've got something in the NBA.
Yeah. So you're saying that there is now stability just because he went and sat down? Because the whole thing with Darvin Ham, that's part of it. The coaching is a part of it.
So I choose my words very carefully.
Yes, choose them.
And I will not let you put words in my mouth.
Okay.
No, I'm not trying to
It's okay. I'm not mad. I'm just choosing my words very carefully.
Okay.
I think there were good intentions. That was an intentional gesture. And I think whether all the feelings are as happy as they looked, I don't know. But the fact that somebody makes that intention, they want to build that bridge, they want to strengthen that, I think that's a very good sign.
Okay. Good sign.
I like that. Yeah, that's
good. Good sign, right? Like, when somebody stops me to take a selfie, I don't necessarily know them. I try to be nice to take a selfie, right?
Right.
That's not an intentional action. LeBron James getting up in the middle of the game and walking over to Jeannie Buss in the middle of a very important national TV game
where
he knows every camera is going to be on him. That's important.
Yeah.
Just like the same way Kyrie Irving, just happened to sit courtside at two of the Laker playoff games. LeBron comes over, daps him up in the pregame.
Sure.
Like nothing is an accident.
So it's fair to say that hourglass was one message
back
a few weeks ago, and sitting with ownership is another message. And both of them are intentional on the part of LeBron.
That's a great way to put it. You know what? That's what a debonair radio host
Thank you.
A pop of scruff and a fantastic cardigan would say.
All right. Coming up, I want to do something completely different.
You like that, pop of scruff?
Sure. I don't like papa.
Pop of scruff.
Oh, a pop of scruff.
Because,
you know,
in fashion, the trend a few years ago was pop of color.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So this is a pop of scruff.
I'm coining that.
Okay.
I like the scruff. That of all the things, I give you a lot of hell for a lot of things you do.
Yes.
I like the scruff.
Okay, good.
Is it called a Sperry?
That's it. That's
Sperry.
It.
That's
so
a brand.
Shoes.
That's the name of the shoe?
Sperry.
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 Brand
okay.
Of shoe.
Right. Yeah. Now you're a real yachty.
Yachty. Well, it's the
gotta get some Sperrys.
Joseph Viano on the. Yeah. On the YouTube said it.
Thank you,
Joseph.
I think
Joseph. The real guys, they don't wear any shoes, right?
That's right. They take their shoes off on deck.
There you go. All right. Coming up next for you, the crazy game of musical chairs in the NFL is fascinating.
Whoa.
Right now.
I can't even keep track.
I know. We're going to do that coming up next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN, Momo, and Bergman in for John. So if you are injured in an accident, you got to see a doctor, get back on the road to recovery as soon as possible. But what happens if you call your doctor and they don't have an opening for a week or 2 weeks? When you call Jacob, you know Jacob is going to handle every aspect of your case. That includes getting you a doctor's appointment, usually that same day with a doctor in your area. And the doctor doesn't get paid until the end of the case. So you don't have to pay a penny out of pocket to get the health care you need. So even if you're in between jobs or you don't have health insurance, Jacob can immediately get you the medical attention that you deserve. A lot of attorneys will say they fight for you. Call Jacob. He will absolutely win for you. Remember, 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB. Or remember,
accident or injury, call Jacob and Ronnie. Call Jacob.
CallJacob.com and make sure you're following Call Jacob on Instagram. Go to @call.jacob for great prizes. Right now, Jacob is offering the chance to win two tickets for an upcoming Lakers game. Go check that out. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills.
your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Yep, next Saturday. Oh, this is, do you know this, Yacht Rock?
I don't know this one. Who is this?
This is a big one. Do you know, Momo?
Will Yacht Lee Crew sing it on Friday?
They may. It's one of the greatest Yacht Rock songs, I think, of all time.
Of all time.
Yep. It's Alan Parsons Project, Eye in the Sky.
Okay.
Big one.
All right, Mace.
Yes.
I feel like I want to support you in your journey into yachtdom.
Okay. It's yachtdom, yes.
Yeah, I'm just making that up. Yeah. And so as an avid watcher of Below Deck,
yeah,
I'm going to start throwing out sailing terms.
Okay, good.
So that you can just work on your authenticity.
Okay, good. All yeah.
Right. Hoist the mainsail.
Hoist the mainsail
is a good one. Yeah.
Starboard.
Yeah. Starboard is that side.
Okay.
Yeah. Is it right or left?
I think it's shore or not shore.
Rig the anchor brittle.
Hang on. Go back to starboard. Go back to starboard.
Starboard.
What does starboard actually mean?
Starboard.
Starboard.
Is it starboard, left or right?
Starboard side of the ship.
Is starboard and is starboard or starboard?
Isn't it starboard?
I thought it was bird.
I thought it was starboard.
Like bird, like a birdie. Yeah.
Starboard side.
Starboard. Starboard.
Yeah. Starboard.
Like on board. You're on board the boat.
That makes more sense.
Okay? Right.
And this is the starboard side.
Right, which is what?
I don't know.
What's the other side?
We're working on it. And listen, a berth. That's the number of people that are able to sleep on a specified yacht.
B-E-R-T-H?
Berth, yeah. B-E-R-T-H.
Starboard.
So,
starboard.
So this yacht is a berth of 12 people.
Is the right-hand side.
Is the right-hand side.
Facing
starboard
forward.
Side is the right-hand side.
Port side
Man,
is the left side.
I'm sending you these terms,
yeah,
these
please,
sailing terms.
Please.
There's some amazing terms
hey,
here.
You know what?
Do you know what a baggy wrinkle is?
I'm not.
Yeah, I saw.
Soft
I
covering
saw,
for cables.
Oh, okay.
That
okay.
stops sailing. The stop sales chafing.
Fantastic.
Since we are talking
That's
about
as
this
weird
right
as it
now,
sounds.
Why don't we just take caller number 7 at 877-710-ESPN. You win a pair of tickets to 710, excuse me.
I got you. A pair of
we
tickets to
710 ESPN night at the Whiskey in Hollywood, Friday, March 29th. Me, Cappy, Morales, Bergman, everybody's there for Yacht Lee Crew. Get your tickets now to join the fun. But right now, caller number 7, 877-710-ESPN. You can be there with us at the Whiskey for 710 night with Yacht Lee Crew.
Hey, Mesa, D. Herrera on YouTube says... You look like, is Mason number 2 from Austin Powers?
That's very funny.
That's,
yes,
that's very funny.
Oh, stop. He's right, right? Oh, yeah. He looks exactly like
it. Fine.
One exactly.
Who does number 2 work for?
All right, so what did I tease here? Oh, yeah. Musical chairs in the NFL, Momo.
Yeah, that was a good one.
It's
so,
wild.
It is crazy what is going on right now in the NFL in terms of running backs. Here are the team changes we've seen just in the last 24 hours. Derrick Henry just signed with the Ravens today.
Yep.
Aaron Jones, Vikings. Joe Mixon, Texans. Zach Moss, Bengals. Saquon Barkley, Eagles.
Ooh.
Josh Jacobs, Packers. Austin Eckler, Commanders. Tony Pollard, Titans. DeAndre Swift, Bears. Devin Singletary, Giants.
God.
Gus Edwards, Chargers. Antonio Gibson, Patriots.
Oh.
Is that crazy?
Did the Raiders get anyone?
No. No one's missing from there?
That's
they
what
lost
I
someone and got nobody.
Yeah, they lost to Josh Jacobs and they have not replaced him. Right. At least
I think the headliner here is Saquon Barkley to the Eagles. That was a big
sure,
one, I thought.
That's huge.
That's already a really good
in
team
division.
And they just needed somebody like that in division. And then Aaron Jones going to the Vikings.
Yeah.
To go from Green Bay to Minnesota.
Again,
is
although
like,
they division. Signed Sam Darnold to play quarterback. I don't think that's the right strategy.
So now it's Sam Darnold and Nick Mullins. So you're choosing between Darnold and Mullins.
Oh, I think they're paying Darnold like the starter.
No, he's not. No, they're not. It's 1 year, $10 million.
Well, $10 million.
No, that's backup,
backup
money.
What's
that's backup money.
So who'd they pay?
Like Mullins, I don't think Mullins is
Nick
making
Mullins
that much.
Is making that. But no. I thought, I mean, everything I read was that he's going to be the starter.
I think they're as of right now, they'll probably go and draft somebody and they'll get somebody else because
yeah.
there's no way you start the season with those two and that's it.
Well,
no
there are a
way.
Lot of there are a lot Unless of these guys up. Now. I saw it today, I think it was Mike Tannenbaum on the Get Up, who said he thinks quarterbacks, there are going to be four quarterbacks in the top 5 picks now.
Yep.
So J.J. McCarthy, he thinks, for Michigan, is now going to be a top 5 pick. And Michael Penix is there. I think Michael Penix or Bo Nix could be Raiders.
I'm not sure about Bo Nix, but we'll see.
I'm not sure about Bo Nix either. He's 35 now.
Yeah. Yes. Going on 42.
He's actually 20.
Is Bo Nix older than Russell Wilson?
Thank you.
That's, no, not quite. Not quite. By the way, am I the only one that thinks Pittsburgh just is going to tank with Russell? I think this is going to be Mike Tomlin's first under 500 year with Russell Wilson.
So I don't think it'll be 500, under 500. That's a team that's always is because of their defense and what they do. But Russell Wilson's not a good quarterback.
Come
anymore.
On. Let's ride.
He's going to have ridiculous. A nice offensive line there.
Let's ride.
He's just not the same guy that we remember when they went to the Super Bowl. He's not the guy that's getting out and running and using his legs to make plays happen. He doesn't have the same arm he used to have.
Yeah, but if he has a good line, then he's okay. You know what people, he's a middle of the pack quarterback.
But you know what people don't like, and this is what Russell Wilson has going against him? None of it feels authentic. None of it feels real. It all feels put on. He's like the quarterback who checks with ChatGTP when he does his press conference to make sure he says the right things.
I've heard Travis rant about this, too. After the Super Bowl, he gave a weird quote, I know. Let me just say this. Without knowing him personally, I never like it when people talk about athletes like they don't care or it's not authentic. There's no way that somebody can be as good and accomplished as a player like Russell Wilson without caring. Like, do you know how hard you have to work to be an NFL quarterback?
But Momo, his teammates in Seattle, his teammates in Denver.
Like him,
right. But isn't that part of the job? In other words, your composure, your makeup.
It is part of the job, but that doesn't mean you don't
care. If you're alienating teammates.
Yeah, that means you're kind of weird. People don't like working with you.
Right.
Okay.
So it's not fair to say inauthentic?
So he's not one of the guys.
Yeah, he's definitely not one of the guys.
He stands in front
of
the
mirror. He wants his own office, his own coaches, all that stuff.
He stands in front of the mirror and talks about having Wolverine blood and practices giving high fives as he's walking out of the door. Like, he's just not, he's not a real person.
It's just fake, and people sniff that out.
Yeah,
your teammates especially.
I agree, and especially in that position. But when he was winning Super Bowls and going to the Super Bowl, all the same things were true, and people didn't say that. It was because they were winning.
I mean, how much of that was the Legion of Boom and how great that defense? It's obviously
and also
he
they
was
had so
part.
Many great characters on that team.
Oh yeah, no, that was a great
team.
So
like you had Sherm there, and
you had Marshawn, and you had Pete Carroll's a great character.
So
I mean,
he didn't have to be he's
the
sort
front
of,
man.
Yeah, the front man, and the job of the quarterback really is to be the front man. Like when you evaluate quarterbacks now, I always hear Colin talk about this. He's like you have to be the face of the program. You got to be the GM. Like it's the college football head coach. You can't be a weirdo.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to be able to talk to alumni.
Yeah,
I'm saying this to get Bergman riled up.
Yeah, Chip Kelly.
You have
sure.
to be able to like recruit and be so presentable and charismatic in a room that people want to play for you.
Yep.
You got to charm the grandmas. You got to charm the donors.
Yep.
Like that's part of the job.
It is part
it
of
is
the job.
Job in the and the same job as the quarterback now.
Yeah.
But maybe it doesn't matter as much. Like. Maybe it should. It only matters if you don't perform on the field, and he hasn't performed on the field.
Well, in fairness, last year he was very middle of the pack, like firmly in the middle, like
middle
number 15 in quarterback rating.
Yeah,
so he's right in the middle of the pack. I'm just not a Russell Wilson fan.
I mean, for the amount of money he's getting, what is it, like $1.2
million?
So there's
very
little
low risk
to
for
low
Pittsburgh.
Risk. But you have to go into it, going to Pittsburgh, you're the starter. You are being guaranteed the starting position. I think that's a problem for them.
All right, coming up, we're going to spin the wheel of questions.
Also, I love when we do that.
Got an interesting Dodgers wrinkle. They have the best team in Major League Baseball, probably.
I just got back from watching him score a million runs against the Diamondbacks.
We will talk
day.
About that. Plus, where do they rank in concessions at Dodger Stadium? I've got that.
Well, I know where the Camelback Ranch concessions are.
Okay. Let me talk about playing some poker.
Bueno.
Momo and I have played poker together.
Yeah.
How would you rate my game, Momo?
Tight.
Yeah, tight.
Tight as a pair of pants that I used to be able to wear. Like,
okay, that's tight.
Very descriptive.
Yeah,
like
very descriptive.
Just looking for a metaphor. Here.
So on Sunday, I went to Commerce Casino and played. I usually play most weekend. I would say every other weekend I play at Commerce. And
wow.
I love it.
Do
I love
like,
poker.
Do you like stretch your hands out? Do you got to like
I
a,
do.
A vibe?
You know, I hate the people that wear their headphones.
Yeah,
that
annoying.
Annoys the hell out of me. The sunglasses, the ball cap. I played on Sunday with a guy who had his hoodie up.
Oh, that's so annoying.
I'm like, that's
so
annoying.
Fine. You wear sunglasses.
I don't wear sunglasses
don't
when
wear
I play.
Sunglasses.
No.
You do nothing. You look
correct.
Just like that.
I have no tells.
You look like Gru and
I have
do,
no
and
tells.
You do it.
I have no tells.
No tells.
Look at this. Look at this.
Yeah, that did it. Now I'm for sure know you're really good.
So anyways, Commerce Casino is where I play. CommerceCasino.com. Biggest and best poker room in the world, actually. Biggest in the world and the best in Southern California. They gave away over $1 million in promotions in January. They're giving away $20 million in promotions in 2024. It is Commerce Casino and Hotel, the home of Mandy's 3, Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
As always, Laura's wheel. Momo's here. Bergman's here. What do you got, Laura?
All right, guys. I assumed everybody knew this unspoken rule about the sidewalk. But posting something last night on my IG, people got to talking and they're like, we did not know about this. So do you guys know the sidewalk rule?
Is it with women?
Yes.
So you're supposed to be on the inside by the street.
The woman is supposed
no,
to be.
No, no, no. The man is by the street.
Oh, right. Correct. And the woman's on the inside.
And the same thing with kids. Like, if I walk with my kids, I go on the outside. Outside. They're on the inside.
So you guys all know this?
Yes.
Okay, apparently.
I just went on a date, and I made sure I was always on the right side.
Okay,
by the street.
On my IG, the amount of men and women that did not know, they're like, dude, I mind blown. I'm like, how did you guys not know this? My boyfriend didn't know. I made sure to teach him.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you better get
this
right, Christian.
Bro, you better get this right. But people are like, oh, that's so antiquated, and nobody knew.
Actually, this is an interesting conversation. So, not stepdad Leo.
Yeah.
Opens the car door for my mom.
My husband does that.
Every single time.
Devin does that
without fail. Does he?
Yeah.
It's classic.
It was one of the first things that I liked about him. On our first, we weren't actually sure it was a date at first. We just were going to go to dinner.
Yep.
But he opened the car door for me, and it made me think we were on a date.
Yeah.
Because his dad raised him right.
Now, what about letting people, when you're in an elevator?
Yeah.
Hold the door.
Hold the door, but do you let everybody exit before? I always let everybody exit before I exit.
I say after you. I put my hand down and say after you. To every single man,
that's
woman,
a very
female.
Nice thing to do. I would like to say that I always hold the door open for somebody who is trying to get in, but I cannot say that with a straight face because oftentimes I am late and I'm
true.
Like, oh, sorry.
You're the last person in. Somebody's
sorry
holding the door
you.
For you.
So, gonna catch the next one.
Somebody closed the door on me today.
Close the door
closed
on you?
I was coming in from the parking garage and I was walking up. I was maybe 20, 30 feet away from the elevator right there on the first floor. They closed it before I can get
in. Wow.
Didn't even put a hand up, nothing. I was like,
they must
wow,
have been in
okay.
A hurry.
Wow.
But you know what? Floor. Try to look at it like this. You don't want to ride in the elevator with that person.
No.
That's
no,
true.
I just walked up. Right. Getting some extra steps.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Laura.
No, I had somebody, there was four people, and I was like running, and she held the door for me at the elevator, and she goes, because you're wearing an LA Dodger hat, if you would have worn anything else, it would have been shut in your face.
Yeah.
I was like,
yep.
I like you.
Yeah. I like that person too.
I like you.
Giants hat, DeAndre, you're out of here.
You're out, bro.
I mean, I am like straight up George Clooney from Up in the Air. I size people up. If it's like, if I'm in a hurry and it's like somebody old who's walking slow, I'm like, oh, sorry, ma'am. I can't wait.
You're that much of a hurry.
Wow.
I know. I'm such a jerk. At least I own it.
Okay, so here's let me tell you a little.
At least I own it.
A little
if I'm
private.
Not in a hurry, I would wait.
Let me tell you a little private thing. So when I leave,
no one's listening. It's okay.
After the show, when I leave after the show,
yep.
I make sure that I'm the only one in the elevator.
I understand that.
How
I
you
will.
Do that?
I will wait for somebody else to go into the elevator
I
and
think you've
go
done that
down.
To me.
I've done it to you. I don't want to ride down in the elevator.
You don't
want to
talk
you.
Anymore.
No,
I'm done.
I'm out of words.
Oh,
I have
on.
No more words.
I understand
words.
That. I noticed it too.
Yeah, I avoid
like, we'll
going
leave.
Down the elevator with
this
you.
Can't
you
be real. This
and
can't
with
be real.
Ireland, never have gone
really?
Down an elevator with
it's
Ireland.
Real.
I avoid them. I'll wait around the corner for Ireland to go down.
After the show. Both Mason and I will walk out together. We will both stop at the bathroom on our way out.
And I'll rush
and
to get to the elevator
first. He'll rush. And I'll be like, bye,
Mace.
What's
wrong with you?
Because.
And he's like, doesn't wait. He goes.
I go into my decompression period.
I get it.
Do you know.
It's, you talk for 3 hours.
Yeah. Do you know how ramped up you got to be to do this show?
Yeah, I get it.
And then afterwards, I'm like, I'm done. Like, I go home, I'm not in conversation at all.
Just wait till, okay, when you get home, I feel terrible for Juan.
Yeah, I know.
I gave it all the way on the air today.
Juan once said to me, you really leave the best of it on the air. Like, oh, damn.
Are you even enjoying this?
Are you even
this is right. Early in our relationship, I would come home from doing a show, and, you know, Nevin's like a nice guy, and he's like, hi, how was your day? And, you know, it was good. I listened to the show, you were great with what, he's talking, and I just had to look at him, and I was like, I just need a minute. Like, can you give me 5 minutes to not talk?
That's fine.
Yeah.
I know, but he's all excited. Like, hey, my wife's home.
Sure.
Good to see you.
He's sitting in the corner, like, bouncing up and down.
Yeah, like a little dog waiting for you to come home.
Hi, you want to talk to me?
And then I'm like, you know what?
But that's nice. He's showing interest.
So mean to Nevin.
I'm such a jerk. I know.
Yeah. He's like the nicest guy in the world.
Nevin is a great guy. How's the Blue Review going, Bergman?
The Blue Review is actually going very well. I was supposed to be better today, but unfortunately, somebody decided that he didn't want to come on.
I don't think I ever fully committed to the Blue Review.
So
yesterday we joked.
It wasn't joking.
It was a joke. It was tongue
How
in cheek. I had my tongue in my cheek when I said it.
Nope, I can't see the tongue in your cheek.
Oh wait, he did commit when you said Travis.
Yep,
you're right.
Yeah, because
right,
I said
Dan
Travis
Mace.
Will do
yep,
it,
yep.
And you're like, oh yeah, because Travis is doing, I'll do it. But it was great. It was just me and Parker. We had a really fun time. I mean, Jorge actually came in into the middle of it, so you can see Jorge.
Oh nice.
You know what I think he gave you?
Baby Gael. Yeah.
This is very curbed.
Yeah.
I think you gave him a soft yes.
It wasn't a soft yes, though. It was a hard yes.
No, it was a soft yes.
It was a soft yes.
It was
Brian.
Did you lock
it was
in
a hard
time?
Maybe. A soft yes and a hard maybe.
Yeah. Wait, Brian, was it a hard yes or a soft maybe? Yeah.
Hard yes,
Say. Laura, was it a hard yes or a soft yes?
It started soft. It ended hard when you said Travis. Yeah.
So when are you going to come on?
I mean, I've given Sliwa a hard yes, like a hard maybe.
Thursday.
What is Thursday? Okay.
Thursday.
In. Parker, get it on the board.
It happens,
that's
by the way.
Yes.
That's a hard yes.
That is a hard yes. Every weekday morning, 9:30 on the ESPN LA YouTube channel, The Blue Review is presented by LAX, where change is in the air.
And you know all about LAX. You're
listen,
just talking about
it. I feel that no one's paying me to say this. I just want to share this helpful piece of information. Mm-hmm. That valet parking at LAX is going to change my life.
Is that right?
How's it work? I am always late, as you know.
Yeah.
I'm always cutting it close.
Yep.
And you just sign up, you prepay your parking.
Mm-hmm.
And so you sign up for whatever, like if I'm flying from Southwest, it's Terminal 1. You prepay a spot in the valet. You just drive up, hand someone your keys, and you're like, I'll be back on Monday. Have my car ready. They go park it, you go make your flight. It's so good.
That's fantastic.
I mean, like where the airport is. You don't have to take a shuttle bus or anything like that. Prepay, hand somebody your keys, go make your flight.
So their whole
it's so good.
Their whole tagline is that they're transforming the travel experience.
It is.
And
there
that's
you go.
And that's part of it.
That was like I had this. I always valet when I go to Burbank because it's right there and I have all the timings down. But at LAX, I didn't realize that. I'm always circling for parking. Is there a spot on this level? It's an extra 10 minutes. Now you valet, prepay, boom, done.
That's
change
awesome, man. That's awesome.
I don't even have to run.
Yeah.
I had a situation with my family. And like we were rushing to get to the airport.
Mm-hmm.
And comes in clutch to pay before because you get savings on that, on the parking. But the fact that I can go to an international, park right in front, and walk straight through, clutch.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, is amazing.
Oh, baseball.
I played this for Momo. I knew it would perk her up.
Perky.
Tyler Glasnow today.
Throwing okay?
6 Ks through 4.
Nice. Nice. Oh. And 4 innings.
4 innings, yeah.
Yeah, working his way up. He's the opening day starter.
I got video. We got our seats.
Hold everything.
Oh, okay, I'm so excited.
Because I want you to regale us with tales from spring training next.
Are you ready to get some goosebumps?
Plus Gavin Lux with the yips. We'll talk about that. Plus concession prices at Dodger Stadium. I want to get into all this stuff coming up. Plus, we got 2 o'clock call of the day if you're great. Only if you're great.
Only.
Yeah.
So only if you're great.
Nobody.
On Lakers, on Dodgers, on Gavin Lux, on, I don't know, what else? Chivalry. We talked a lot of chivalry.
Yeah.
877-710-ESPN. Shadano says one call and one call only. So we will do that.
I'm okay if you also want to talk about Beyonce's new song.
Is there another new one that came out?
Now, there's two new ones. There's two new country songs.
The country songs.
She's number one on the country charts right now.
So good.
I love
it's
that
catchy.
Song.
It's
very catchy.
Like it
is.
Yeah.
Me too.
They got me.
We don't really want you to call in about that, but 877-710-ESPN. Jump in for 2 o'clock call of the day. Mason in Ireland. Momo's here. Bergman's here. 710-ESPN.